Agreed to have this satsang program on this very auspicious day. We have been hankering to see you. It's been a few weeks since we have been able to meet you and to hear you. And there's so much of anticipation and deep gratitude to you. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Thank you. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kopi Jana Ballabha Girivaradhari. Kopi Jana Ballabha Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Om Mokyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuthapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagra Jataham Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta, Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatyate Shatharine. I am sincerely grateful to be among all of the assembled devotees today. It is truly a wonderful gift of Krishna that despite the crisis taking place throughout the world, which has caused lockdown and so many limitations in the ability to physically come together in satsang, that we have this wonderful technology wherein, despite all geographical distances, we can all be intimately together. And through sound vibration, through the chanting of Krishna's names, through the glorification of Krishna's qualities, his teachings, and his pastimes, it is called transcendental because it is factually beyond all the limitations of material existence. It's beyond birth, old age, disease, and even death. Through sound vibration, through vani, we can be together. Vani inspires smaranam, or remembrance. When we hear about Krishna, when we hear about Krishna's devotees, when we chant and we speak together, Harikata, Machchata, Matkata, Prana, Bodhyanta, Parasparam, Katyantashchamam, Nityam, Tushanticha, Ramanticha. When we actually take pleasure in sharing Krishna together through hearing and chanting, then we transcend time. We transcend the miseries of this world. These four miseries that we often cite, birth, old age, disease, and death, are very debilitating to our pursuit of happiness. The third is disease. And we're seeing in a very widespread level, and for almost all of us, very intimately and personally, we're perceiving loved ones being stricken by disease or even being taken by Krishna from their bodies through this situation. And disease is one of the miseries of material existence. But Krishna, he promises us, Sarva Dharman Puritya Shama Me Kam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Isami Masucha. that by surrendering to me, he personally delivers us from all of these sufferings. Daivi Yeshagunamai Mama Mayaduratyaya Mame Vamye Prabhadyate Maya Meta Tarantite. This material world, it's very much like that crocodile who had his jaws around Gajendra. Gajendra, with all of his efforts, with all of the people around him, he could not escape the sharp, razor-like, painful teeth of this crocodile. But when he took shelter of Krishna, he was not only freed from all the pangs of the crocodile, but he achieved the highest happiness, anandam buddhivardhanam, the ecstasy of divine love for Krishna was awakened within him. So Krishna tells us in the Gita that this material nature is very difficult to overcome. But when we take shelter of him, by his grace, we can easily cross beyond it. The Srimad Bhagavatam gives the analogy that the sufferings and impediments of material nature are like a vast ocean. And trying to cross this ocean by our own efforts, our knowledge, our austerities, our charities, or any other plan we may have, and any other plan that materialistic people around us have, it's like trying to cross this ocean on a boat made of stone. We are destined to sink. Sometimes we decorate the stone boat very nicely with golden ornaments and with beautiful thrones, and we could have wonderful feasts by the best cooks served on the stone boat, but still, it sinks. It's just a matter of time. But one who takes shelter of the Lord, by the mercy of Krishna, the ocean itself reduces in size to the amount of water in the hoof print of a small calf. That is the power of Krishna's grace. He is the controller of all controllers. Mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. The whole material nature is working under his direction, and when Krishna wants to free us from this material energy, he picks us up and he teaches us how we can find that shelter. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantate. When we worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives us the intelligence by which we can achieve him. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya jinnam namaskuru. Such a simple instruction. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer homage unto me. In this way you will come to me without fail. The beautiful examples in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and the other Vaishnava literatures, we learn from the example of great personalities how to remember Krishna. They're not just remembering as an academic exercise so that they can store in data within their brains and repeat later. That is also good, but it should be built upon a foundation where we're taking shelter. We're feeling the great sense of urgency. Because unless we have a sense of urgency, we don't take shelter. Srila Prabhupada gives us an example of during World War II, when the Japanese Air Force was bombing Calcutta, people were running to the shelters, usually they're underground places. And why are they called shelters? Because people are in need. Nobody would go to the shelters otherwise. So in the same way, in good times and in hard times, we need to take shelter of Krishna. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Vatar, and Krishna has come in his name. Krishna Svadhamo Pagate, Krishna has come in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mat Bhakta Pujab Yadika, Krishna has come in the form of his devotees. In all of these ways, Krishna is there to give us shelter. In the liberated state, we are spontaneously, continuously in the shelter of Krishna through our love. And in the state where we're trying to become purified, Om Apavitra Apavitro Vasaravavastam Gatopiva. We take shelter of Krishna by remembering him. And the association of devotees, Srila Rupa Goswami describes, is essential for us to effectively practice the nine processes of devotional service. Because in the association of devotees, when that association is actually satsang, then there are no ulterior motives. We don't give in to our tendencies to envy. We're there to uplift, inspire, protect each other in Krishna consciousness. We're there to create an environment to help one another to take shelter of Krishna. And that's possible when each and every member of the community is sincerely trying to take responsibility to live in that spirit. Then our gatherings are the spiritual world. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Krishna tells, wherever my devotees are chanting my names and glories, I am there. That is the spiritual world. But it's not just an automatic conclusion. It's based on bhakti. It's based on the sincerity of our intent. When we are sincerely, earnestly trying to make spiritual advancement, whatever our shortcomings, whatever our defects, if we're trying to honestly follow the process given to us by Srila Prabhupada and our gurus, and we hear and chant, when we're together, Krishna's there, we're in the spiritual world. So that is what is taking place today. People from various continents, in various conditions of life, we're all united for the common purpose to hear about Krishna, to be with the devotees of Krishna. At this particular time of the year, just after Kartik Purnima, the last day of Kartik, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his historical pilgrimage to Vrindavan Dham. Yes, this is the time of the year when Lord Chaitanya was wandering through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us about the incredible journey to Vrindavan of Lord Chaitanya. There was so much resistance on so many levels from the Lord going, but his determination was only growing more and more. And Lord Chaitanya, who's in a role of a devotee through his pastimes, is not only attracting our hearts through his character and his incredible qualities, but he's also teaching us how we should aspire to follow in his footsteps. Whatever impediments may have been there, it only increased his enthusiasm. Somehow or other, he left Puri. It took several years to get the blessings of the Vaishnavas. This in and of itself is such an important lesson. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, who has combined together with Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Ratmat. That the two, the one supreme truth, have become two to eternally enjoy pastimes of ecstatic love. And Radha Krishna became one again as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna appeared to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love and manifesting the resplendent golden complexion of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya is distributing that love without considering who is fit or unfit. At the most desperate time of this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya was longing to go to Vrindavan. He tried to go after he took initiation. He tried to go after he took sannyas. When he was living in Puri, his devotees were delaying his trip again and again. Finally, he started to go, and Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami advised him to return to Puri and go another time. But we see in all these cases, Lord Chaitanya, without the blessings of the Vaishnavas, he would not move forward. How important the blessings of devotees is in our life. It cannot be overestimated. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Mahaprabhu, the supreme of all devotees, Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra, even he felt the necessity, not the convenience, the necessity to receive the blessings of devotees. And interestingly, it's not that they were just devotees senior to him, because Lord Chaitanya was senior to everybody. He was a sannyasi, and yet he would not leave without the blessings of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was a grihastha, who just became a devotee recently before. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he caused pain to the heart of Gadadhar Pandit, he claimed Krishna would not let him go to Vrindavan. So to receive the blessings of the devotees is to earnestly try to please the devotees. Madbhaka putpapujab yadika. Such an important principle. And even after going on that trip when he would ultimately reach Vrindavan Dham, he was going through the Jharikhanda forest. There were tigers. There were wild elephants. There was poisonous snakes. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so enthusiastic to be in Vrindavan, he was so enthusiastic to give Krishna to others that he induced all of them to accept ecstatic love for Krishna and chant the holy names. And then he went to Mathura and he met a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, a Brahmin, who was ordinarily considered from a lower classification where people did not respect him very much. But Lord Chaitanya told him that because you were blessed by Madhavendra Puri, you are worshipable to me. He didn't consider his caste or his social classification. The only thing he considered is, you were blessed by Madhavendra Puri, a great devotee. And Lord Chaitanya brought the Sanodiya Brahman with him to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And it was at this time that Lord Chaitanya arrived in Vrindavan. The description is very beautiful. When Lord Chaitanya first came into the forest of Vrindavan, he was chanting, he was dancing, he was so happy. After a lifetime of separation, he had arrived. The first people to greet him were cows. Cows of Vrindavan. These herds of cows, they surrounded Lord Chaitanya and mooed very loudly. The cows were so happy to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like friends welcoming a friend back home after a long time, with tears of love flowing from their eyes. The cows were licking Lord Chaitanya because that's their way of welcoming him. They were mooing and licking him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated by caressing the cows. Such a intimate welcome. Krishna's Gopal, Srimati Radharani, is Gopi. They have returned to Vrindavan after so long, and the first to greet are the cows with such affection. Kaviraj Goswami tells, like friends meeting each other after a long time, they were crying and licking and caressing. And when Lord Chaitanya got up to walk forward into the forest, the cows followed behind him. In fact, they could not give up his company. Somehow or other, the cowherd men had to restrain them. And then Lord Chaitanya began to chant. As he was chanting, the deer heard him. They surrounded him and started licking him in ecstatic love. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing the deers. As he walked forward, they followed him. He was chanting. And behind and all around him, the bees and the birds like parrots and cuckoos, they were all to welcome Lord Chaitanya. They were ecstatically, enthusiastically singing the fifth note, that same note that Krishna played when he was standing under the Bamsiba tree to call the gopis for the Rasa Lila. That same fifth note that he would emphasize in his songs on his flute when he would call the cows every evening to return back to Nandagram. That same fifth note he would emphasize while playing his flute when he would be playing with the gopas, the cowherd boys, throughout the day in ecstasy. The bees and the birds and the peacocks, they came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when Lord Chaitanya saw their beautiful blue necks, he remembered Krishna and fell unconscious. At that time, Lord Chaitanya's assistant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and the Brahmin from Mathura, they sprinkled water on Lord Chaitanya to revive his consciousness. The peacocks, as Lord Chaitanya was singing, they danced for the pleasure of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya sang and danced for the pleasure of the peacocks. The trees, the creepers, upon seeing Lord Chaitanya return to Vrindavan, every one of them, whatever their variety may have been, in their ecstasy, flowers bloomed and fruits ripened on their branches. And the branches, all heavy by the flowers and fruits, bowed down to welcome Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to express uncontrollably their ecstasy, they all cried tears in the form of honey. And as Lord Chaitanya chanted, the trees, the plants, the creepers, each and every one of them were chanting with him in their own way to form what appeared to be like an echo. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wasn't seeing them just as inanimate objects. He was relating to the trees and the plants as beloved people, as people, as spirit souls who are so very, very dear to Radha and Krishna. He was embracing the trees. They were crying. He was crying. This is how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Vrindavan. And as he wandered through the 12 forests, in complete absorption in remembering Krishna, when he came to Govardhan at Radha Kund, there was simple little ponds, two of them, in a paddy field. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized this is his supreme, most beloved Radha Kund, and Shamakund. He bathed in those ponds. He offered beautiful prayers and glorification of Sri Radha Kund. He took the earth from the Kund and utilized it as tilak and ecstatic love. When he came to Kusum Srovar, it was there that he first saw Govardhan Hill. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Sri Radha, seeing Giriraj as the body of Krishna, he embraced a single stone of Govardhan Hill. As he embraced, in the mood of Sri Radha, embracing Krishna most intimately, Mahaprabhu was embracing this rock from Govardhan Hill, and intoxicated with love, he cried and he cried. When he came to Govardhan village, to the temple of Haridev, installed by Vajranab, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sang, he chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he chanted Krishna's name and danced in transcendental ecstasy. He wanted to see Gopal, the deity that Madhavendra Puri discovered. But Mahaprabhu, he was the first to not climb on Govardhan Hill. Because in the mood of Sri Radha, in the mood of a devotee, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa 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 Anudas, he had so much loving respect for Govardhan Hill that he would not place his feet upon him. So Gopal personally came down from the hill just to give Lord Chaitanya happiness. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for many days he chanted and he danced and he worshipped Gopal until Gopal returned to the top of the hill at his temple. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his pilgrimage. He wandered through the forests for 2 months. It was during this time, very special. Kaviraj Goswami tells that just the thought of Vrindavan when Lord Chaitanya was in Puri increased his limitless ecstasy by thousands of times. And when he was traveling to Vrindavan, that ecstasy was increased thousands of times. And when he reached Vrindavan and he was wandering through the forests, his home, it was his journey home. When he reached that home, his ecstasy increased limitlessly. But Lord Chaitanya descended to the world not only to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love, but Paramakaruna, to distribute that love. Out of his mercy to his devotees who were feeling separation from him in Bengal and Puri, and out of his mercy for every living entity in this age of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya left Vrindavan for the purpose of spreading the Sankirtan movement. And on his way, it's such a special historical event. We can imagine when Balabhadra Bhattacharya was getting so many invitations for Lord Chaitanya. His mind was in anguish because he didn't want to offend. He did not want to offend the Brijabasis, but at the same time, it was impossible to accommodate everyone's desire for the Lord's darshan. When he expressed his anxiety to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, so merciful. His own servant. If this is causing you a disturbance, then we will go. Viraha and Sambhog. Lord Chaitanya was feeling so much separation from Vrindavan. And then he arrived. And he spent those 2 months in total immersion of ecstasy. But then, when again he departed, who can imagine the separation? But it was in that state, when he was on his way, just days before leaving Vrindavan, on his way back to Puri, that he met Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatan Goswami at Varanasi and Prayag. And it was there that he instructed them in the science of Krishna consciousness. It was there that he entrusted Sri Rupa Goswami with the bhava, with the love of his heart. And he entrusted to Rupa and Sanatan his sampradaya, his mission to establish through their books and through their personal example how he wanted all of his devotees for all time to come to follow him to reach Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya told Rupa and Sanatan that I long to be in Vrindavan, but by the will of my mother and the devotees, to please them, I am going to Puri. So whatever I want to do in Vrindavan, I am entrusting this mission to you. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. It wasn't an easy thing for them to reach Vrindavan. Sanatan Goswami, he left being a multi-billionaire. He left power, he left fame, he left all the comforts of the world. He was imprisoned. He was in an underground jail cell. And somehow he escaped. And from being the most popular, magnanimous leader, like a brother of the king, now he was a fugitive. He was an escaped convict. He was hiding in the forest, wearing rags. And that's where he met Lord Chaitanya in Varanasi and was sent to reside in Vrindavan. Raghunath Das Goswami, he also escaped from his home to go to Vrindavan by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First he was in Puri. He personally served the servant Swarup Damodar Goswami of Lord Chaitanya. And when they left the room, when they left the world, through their instruction and inspiration, he went to join Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis in Vrindavan. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who was living in the most exalted family in Srirangam, was called by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his mother and father departed from the world to go to Vrindavan. How beautiful. Lord Chaitanya told him that you should serve your mother and father very carefully, and after they depart from the world with their blessings, you should join Rupa and Sanatan in Vrindavan. And after a little time, Jiva Goswami, he left everything of the world to fulfill the Lord's mission in Vrindavan. Our acharyas, so many of them took shelter in Vrindavan, and so many of them, the way they took shelter in Vrindavan was spreading the glories of Vrindavan's devotional service to the world. Thakur Bhaktivinod, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and ultimately, Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He went to Sri Vrindavan Dham for the purpose of preparing himself to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to fulfill the desire of the six Goswamis under the order of his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada lived in Vrindavan, first at the Bamsi Gopal temple on the bank of the holy river Yamuna, and then he moved, by Krishna's inconceivable mercy, he moved to the Radha Damodar temple in Sevakunj. Sevakunj is the very place where Krishna renders loving service to Srimati Radharani during the Rasleela. In that intimate place where the six Goswamis would regularly meet, Rupa Goswami had his bhajan kutir there. Jiva Goswami resided there. Jiva Goswami placed the Samadhi Mandir of Sri Rupa Goswami in that very place. All of the Goswamis would regularly meet there. And their books were kept by Jiva Goswami in a library at Sri Shirata Damodar Temple. The deity was made intimately by the personal hands of Sri Rupa Goswami, worshipped by Rupa Goswami, and then entrusted in the loving care of his nephew and disciple, Sri Jiva Goswami. And the beautiful pastimes of the love between Sri Sri Radha Damodar and Jiva Goswami are so beautifully described in Bhakti Ratnakar and other Vaishnava literatures. The six Goswamis would have prasad together at Radha Damodar courtyard. They would have Hari Katha, Hari Kirtan. They would discuss the writing of their books. They would discuss the discovery and renovation of the holy places of Krishna's pastimes from Radha Damodar. Srila Prabhupada described the Radha Damodar temple as the very center of the universe spiritually. And by Krishna's grace, that is where he was given residence for the purpose of preparing himself to bring Krishna consciousness, to bring Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, to bring the love of Sri Radha Govinda of Vrindavan to the whole world. And especially his preparation in his prayers. Going for darshans of the holy deities every day, bathing in Yamuna, and in his translations and purports to the Srimad Bhagavatam. When the first canto was established, then he was given the blessings of Sri Rupa Goswami to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, to bring the message of Vrindavan to the world. This beautiful pranam mantra that Srila Prabhupada himself composed for us. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirbhishesha Shunyavadi Vastyatya Deshatarine. It's so beautiful to understand in the context of Prabhupada's mission. He came to bring the message of Lord Chaitanya, Gauravani. The message of Lord Chaitanya is Jivara Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas, that the eternal nature of the living entity, the Jiva, is that we are servants of Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Sravanadi Suti Chiti Kodi Yayudai. Mahaprabhu taught this, that love for Krishna is eternally our nature. It is within our hearts. By associating with devotees of the Lord and chanting the names and glories of the Lord, that love is awakened within us. The sweetness of the loving pastimes of Vrindavan. As long as we are distracted by impersonalism or voidism, although we can attain liberated states of the Brahmananda, where we're feeling the happiness of being beyond this material nature, entering into the effulgence of Krishna, of God. But they are considered to be great distractions from the rasa, from the loving reciprocation, from the true ecstasy of the soul that we find in Vrindavan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Vrindavan embracing the trees and embracing the cows, embracing the deers and singing with the bees, the parrots, the dancing with the peacocks, what to speak of remembering Krishna when he was in those holy places. That's the gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the world. Prema. Prema Pumartha Mahan. It is the Purushottam Siromani. Religion gives us entrance into religiosity, sense gratification, wealth and liberation. People follow for these various reasons by living a dharmic, pious life. But beyond liberation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami told that the happiness of this impersonal liberation is like a drop compared to the bottomless, shoreless ocean of happiness that is experienced in prema, intimate, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is for this reason that Srila Prabhupada came with the message of Lord Chaitanya to dispel the illusions of material happiness and to dispel the limited happiness of liberation, to teach us the supreme liberation of ecstatic, loving, devotional service. Iswara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna's body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's names are non-different. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. That there is no difference between Krishna and his holy names. Nam Namakari Bahudanita Sarva Shaktis. All the powers, the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, taking this verse of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has revealed the inner secrets of it. When we take shelter of the holy names, then through the name, through Krishna, who is not different than his names, who has invested his powers in his name, we could realize and have direct experience of Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities. We could hear Krishna's flute. We could meet Krishna's divine, eternal associates. We could experience Krishna's eternal loving pastimes. We can directly be in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Wherever we may be, if we sincerely take shelter of the holy names. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. What greater benediction can there be? Krishna has come in his names. Krishna has come in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, where it culminates, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, begins. Srila Prabhupada personally gave us the spiritual world. We don't have to die to go there. It's a matter of realization. Srila Prabhupada said, you are already liberated. When he gave us the path of devotional service, he gave us liberation in the present moment. It's just a matter of purifying ourselves to realize the liberation, the supreme liberation that Srila Prabhupada has given us. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from Vrindavan to give Krishna consciousness to the world, as Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamananda, they were living in Vrindavan with their gurus, Jiva Goswami, Gopalpata Goswami, Lokanath Goswami. They were sent to leave Vrindavan, to actually carry Vrindavan within their hearts to give to the fallen souls of this world. Narottam Das Thakur went to Khetri Gram and preached throughout Bengal. Srinivasacharya went to Vanu Vishnupuram and made an entire kingdom Vaishnavas. Shyamananda Goswami went to Odisha and spread Mahaprabhu's mission far and wide to the people. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, under the inspiration of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, spread Krishna consciousness throughout India and sent some of his disciples to the West. And Srila Prabhupada, he left the same place that was the residence of Rupa Goswami, the same place that was the residence of Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda, and Srinivasacharya, Radha Damodara, and traveled across the ocean to give Krishna consciousness to you and to me, and entrusted us, all of us, with his mission. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. What is it? Srila Prabhupada created an organized spiritual society following in the footsteps of his Guru Maharaj. Now, for someone like my very lowly, insignificant self, when I was looking for God, looking for truth, looking for a spiritual path, I really was not very attracted to organized religion in any way. The whole idea of institution, I had very negative experiences. I was searching for love for God. And Srila Prabhupada was giving that love in a way that completely conquered my heart and conquered the hearts of so many of my God brothers and my God sisters. But for the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, his guru's mission, for the purpose of spreading this movement to the fallen souls of this world, he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So ISKCON is not just an institution. ISKCON is not just an organized religion. ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's heart. His heart of giving Krishna to others, of having a society where devotees could share Krishna with one another and then spread it to the world. And he has entrusted ISKCON to each and every one of us to protect. Srila Prabhupada very emphatically and directly said that ISKCON is his body. It's his offering to his Guru Maharaj and our parampara. So in this age of Kali, we know that wherever people have to do things together, there will inevitably be the inclination toward quarrel and hypocrisy and all of these other things. So when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he returned to Vrindavan. After 12 years of spreading our movement all over the world, he circled it about 12 times. From 1965, he left. In 1977, he returned to Vrindavan. And there, just before his departure from this physical world, he told us, "You can show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another." That's a difficult thing. But he specifically said, by how you cooperate for the purpose of carrying on this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In order to have the power to do this, we need to take shelter. Srila Prabhupada gave us by his example, by through his books, through his lectures, through those devotees he trained, the inspiration and the direction to take our sadhana very seriously, to take shelter of studying his books. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to taste Krishna consciousness and to distribute. Along with his associates, beginning with the Panchatattva, they tasted the sweetness of prema and then distributed the contents. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to taste the sweetness of his books and distribute his books. To taste the sweetness of the chanting of the holy names and go out and distribute the chanting of the holy names. To taste the sweetness of prasad and to distribute prasad. This is what bhakti is. We simultaneously, through our sadhana, through our satsang, through our communities, we taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness, we share the nectar of Krishna consciousness with each other, and then we distribute to the world. This is what ISKCON is. This is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us, entrusted to us. Whatever qualifications any of us have, it only has spiritual relevance because we have been blessed by Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas. Otherwise, the example given by Srila Prabhupada, all our so-called qualifications are like zeros. If there's a million zeros, they all add up to zero. But if we put a one in front, then it has true value. And that one is our surrender to Krishna. When we surrender to Krishna, sam siddhir hari toshanam. It's not just putting Krishna in front. Because putting in Krishna in front means getting Krishna's mercy. When Krishna is pleased by the sincerity of our intent, that's the one that gives everything else we do spiritual value. It's not that just because we become devotees, that means all the zeros have value. Because what does it really mean to become a devotee? Sam siddhir hari toshanam. It means that the sincerity of our intent is we're pleasing Krishna. When Krishna's pleased, then everything else has value. And whether we are great scholars like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, or whether we're like that simple man who was sitting in the courtyard of Sri Rangam, who was practically illiterate. Or whether we're an animal in the forest of Jharkhand. We have limitless zeros. After the one of Krishna, we have infinite value in when whatever we have, whatever we know, however big or small it may be, when it is used for the pleasure of Krishna. That's all that matters. Are we pleasing Krishna? Our tendency is to see things from a materialistic-oriented way of quantity. We become materially competitive. But ultimately, if Krishna's pleased, that's the perfection of our efforts. yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan agati kutopi. And pleasing Krishna is not just an imaginative idea. When we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions and please him as the servant of the servant of the servant, then Krishna is pleased. We see in today's world that whoever we are, death could come at any moment. It will come inevitably. But actually everything is very uncertain. Kamala dala chala jivana tala mangla. Bajahun haripadani tide. Srila Prabhupada would sing this song by Govinda Das, that everything in this world, our health, our physical life, all of our relatives, all of our skills, everything we know, it's all like a drop of water on a lotus leaf. At any moment, the winds of change of this world can just blow that lotus leaf and the drop falls off. That's how vulnerable we actually all are. For those of you who have seen a drop of water on a lotus leaf, any little wind or breeze that moves the lotus leaf, and the drop goes back into the water. That is how vulnerable everyone is in this world. Padam padam yatvi padam natesha. So how could we be in this situation where everything is so unpredictable and any little wind that can come, and those winds are often beyond our control, they could end our happiness, they could end our health, they could end our loved ones, they could end our life. But still, we are taught abhay charanaravindare. How to be fearless. Fearless in taking shelter of Sri Nandanandana. Fearless in taking shelter of Krishna. And Krishna's shelter is something that is completely tangible in our life today, in pleasing Krishna, in pleasing our gurus, in pleasing Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, by taking shelter of Krishna's names, by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, by serving together as a community, and by raising our families with Krishna in the center. And in whatever big or small way possible, by trying to expand Krishna consciousness movement. Compassion. This principle of compassion is Sri Radharani's heart, which was revealed through in Lord Chaitanya. Parama Karuna Pahundu Ijana, supremely compassionate. And what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the analogy that he was like a fruit seller. And he had these fruits of love of God. Mahaprabhu, he said, people of this world, they don't have the resources to pay for a single one of these fruits of prema bhakti. So I'm willing to give them away free. The only price is the willingness to accept by following these simple instructions. And then Lord Chaitanya said, for those who love me, help me to distribute these fruits. I only have two hands. How many can I distribute? Srila Prabhupada's love for Lord Chaitanya is he distributed millions of fruits. and he's entrusted those fruits to all of us to taste through our personal spiritual practice, to share with one another and inspire and protect one another as a community, and to distribute these fruits through the projects and through the endeavors that we're all making together. It's something that is very beautiful if we appreciate the heart of what it is that we've been given, and we appreciate and we're grateful, sincerely grateful for the opportunity to reciprocate through our service. I'm remembering, it was actually right at this time of the year, 50 years ago, that I arrived in India. After leaving my home, searching for a guru, searching for God, searching for truth, searching for a true meaning in life, Krishna led me on this journey, hitchhiking through Europe and the Middle East. And I was being pulled by a power that was beyond my own. Otherwise, I could not have survived. It was at this time, in the month of December of 1970, 50 years ago, that I arrived in India. It was just about this time, perhaps on this day, that I arrived in India and I departed for the Himalayas. And there, I took shelter of Mother Ganga, the holy river Ganga. What a true blessing. Finding Mother Ganga. And who is Mother Ganga? She is an expansion of the mercy of Srimati Radharani, the Ladini Shakti of the Lord. I wandered through India looking for truth, and eventually I was led to Vrindavan. I arrived, actually, I arrived in Mathura on Janmashtami, and I arrived in Vrindavan on Nandotsava, on the Vyas Puja day of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It was on that day that I took shelter of Mother Yamuna and made Vrindavan my home. Some months later, Srila Prabhupada came to Vrindavan. By the mercy of Srimati Radharani and the Brijabasis, and ultimately by the seed of love that, or the seed of compassion that Srila Prabhupada bestowed upon me in Cross Maidan, I accepted the path of devotional service as Lord Chaitanya taught as my life and soul. And it was at that time that Srila Prabhupada personally returned to Vrindavan. It was beautiful. By Sri Radharani's grace, I was there to receive him along with the whole crowd of Brijabasis and many of the senior members of the community to welcome Srila Prabhupada back to Vrindavan. When Srila Prabhupada returned, it was the first time in the history of Vrindavan that a group of Vaishnavas coming from outside of India had ever come to Vrindavan. There were some individuals who have come from foreign countries who became devotees, but Srila Prabhupada brought the first group of Western people to Vrindavan. People who had total faith in the path of devotional service and who were truly trying to follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami's teachings. And I'm remembering a particular incident. I was sleeping on the bank of the Yamuna, and I would rise early morning and take my bath in the river. At that time, it was the end of November and beginning of December of 1971. It was very cold. And after taking my bath, I would sit and chant for some time on Yamuna's bank, seeing the stars and the moon reflecting off the beautiful current of Yamuna Devi. And then I would go to the Sharaf Bhavan where Srila Prabhupada and the devotees resided. And every day Srila Prabhupada would give his Srimad Bhagavatam class. And he would arrange breakfast prasad. And what an incredible breakfast it was. Because in my life I never had a breakfast. I would do madhukari in the afternoon and just get some rotis. But for Srila Prabhupada's devotees, they had jalebis and sabjis and puris and so many wonderful things for breakfast, and it was quite amazing. And then Srila Prabhupada would take us on parikrama personally. One day he brought us to Govardhan, to Barasana. He took us to his rooms at Sri Sri Radha Damodar Temple in the courtyard of Sri Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. And on a particular day, we all got in a bus, and he was in a little car in front of us, an ambassador, and he brought us to Gokul. And after walking through the area of Gokul and Srila Prabhupada telling stories, we came to Brahmandakat, where Srila Prabhupada explained the beautiful story of Krishna as a little child eating dirt. And how Balaram and his friends complained to Yashoda Mai that Krishna in a secluded place ate dirt. Yashoda Mai was so concerned in her motherly love. She didn't mind that Krishna was going and stealing the butter of Vrindavan from the gopis, because the butter of Vrindavan was very nutritional for Krishna. But eating dirt? That was terrible. He could get disease. Yashoda Mai was in so much distress, so much worry. Krishna, why have you eaten dirt? And Gopal said, I didn't eat dirt. Then open your mouth, let me see. And when she looked at his mouth, she saw all the oceans and all the mountains and all the planets. She saw the sun and the moon. She saw all living entities. She saw all the three modes of material nature in their personified form. She saw time, personified. She saw the entire universe within the mouth of Krishna. She looked closer and saw herself looking in Krishna's mouth. And when she became very reverential, but at the same time she was not reverential. This is the nature of Yashoda's motherly love. She was confused. She took shelter of Lord Narayan because her love for Krishna, whatever she was seeing in his mouth, could not interfere with her Vatsalya Bhava, that Krishna is my child and he's completely dependent on me. She became worried seeing the universe in Krishna's mouth. Krishna closed his mouth and smiled, and she embraced him and forgot everything she had seen, and with tears of motherly affection fed Krishna her own milk. Srila Prabhupada told us this story. It was so beautiful. It was really an unforgettable experience. Sometimes, even one event, we can just hold in our hearts forever. It's not the quantity of numbers of times that we meet our gurus or the great Vaishnavas that make that relationship something very deep. It's how we treasure any moment. And it could come through hearing a tape. It could come through hearing a recording or reading something in a book, or in whatever way, if we can cherish, if we can treasure a moment, then we have that association in a most sacred form forever. So I'm just remembering this beautiful moment of Srila Prabhupada telling this pastime, because I didn't get to see him very often. You know, after he left Vrindavan, I would see him every few years in America, in New York, in New Vrindavan. But any single moment, if we can treasure that moment, then we have an intimate relationship forever. After telling the story, Srila Prabhupada, he brought us to Brahmandagat and invited all the devotees to bathe in the river Yamuna. Srila Prabhupada was ill that day, so he said that he would not be able to go in the water because in December the water was very cold. So we all went in the Yamuna, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting near the top of the steps, just watching. And I was just looking at Srila Prabhupada while in the river and offering oblations to Yamuna Devi and offering oblations to his lotus feet from the Yamuna with palmfuls of water. And I was thinking, when Srila Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, he had no resources, he had no help, he had no money to print his books. He was living so simple, but he had this dream. On a regular basis from Radha Damodar Temple, Srila Prabhupada would go to Yamuna to take his bath. And while taking his bath, I was just imagining how Srila Prabhupada must have been praying and crying and dreaming of fulfilling the order of Mahaprabhu and his Guru Maharaj to bring the people of all over the world to come to Vrindavan. And now, for the very first time, Srila Prabhupada is saying, all these devotees blissfully taking their baths, getting sanctified in the holy land of Vrindavan, in the sacred river Yamuna. I believe it was the first time Srila Prabhupada saw all his devotees together bathing in Yamuna. What an incredible, ecstatic fulfillment of his dream, of his desires. Srila Prabhupada became so overwhelmed that despite being ill, he wanted to join all the devotees. He put on his gamsha and he came into the Yamuna River. And when I read Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya coming to Vrindavan, this picture comes into my mind. Srila Prabhupada joined all his devotees. When he came into the river, the devotees surrounded him in a circle and were very, very carefully taking water with the palms of their hands and pouring it on Srila Prabhupada as offerings to bathe him. And he was smiling. I was shy, so I was a little distance away. I didn't go into the circle because I didn't feel qualified, but I was just watching as the devotees were bathing Prabhupada with their palmfuls, and Prabhupada was there in the Yamuna, and he was dunking down, and his eyes were glistening in great happiness and smiling, and it was truly a festival. Such a fulfillment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda's mission. It was a seed. For the first time, devotees had come to Vrindavan. For the first time, devotees, along with their spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, were together bathing in the river Yamuna. And like Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, after some days, he departed from Vrindavan and took the devotees with him to spread this movement throughout the world. This is the great legacy of love that Srila Prabhupada has entrusted to each and every one of us. And our only qualification for receiving it is just the sincere willingness to receive it by following Srila Prabhupada's guidance, by showing our love for each other, by cooperating, by creating community, by creating a movement that will attract the world, a movement with integrity, a movement of character, a movement built on the foundation of the true philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya. A movement where we are striving to inspire one another to taste the shelter of the holy names in japa and kirtan and bhajan, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in studying the holy scriptures, in rendering loving devotional service, in developing projects, and in growing wonderful, wonderful, nourished spiritual families, in whatever way, according to where we may be placed in society. We all have an opportunity to be in perfection and to help to serve Srila Prabhupada and his mission, Lord Chaitanya's mission. This is our great fortune. And on this day, and on every day, let us be grateful. And let us express our gratitude by putting the will of our spiritual masters, by putting the will of the servant of the servants of Srila Prabhupada as the prominent force of our lives, where the choices we make and how we make those choices are in harmony with what pleases Srila Prabhupada and his servants. I wish to thank each and every one of you, wherever you may be in the world. There is no greater gift that I have in life than the opportunity to serve the devotees. Because in each and every one of you, personally, whatever I can do to help you is the greatest opportunity I have to please Srila Prabhupada, and in doing so to please Sri Sri Radha Govinda of Vrindavan. My prayer is sincerely to be the servant of the servant of the servant. And each and every one of you who are allowing me to serve you in whatever way is fulfilling that prayer. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. All glories to the assembled devotees. And Krishna Chandra Prabhu, I think you want to say something, and then after we'll have a short kirtan.
Maharaj, I was just going to ask you if you'd like to have kirtan, and that's all.
Let us sing together. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyatya Desa Sarine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Tarine.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Sriyantulaitakadatha Srivasari Gaurabhavrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Nithai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo.
Hari
Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. We thai go to Hari
Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gaura Hari Bol,
Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Gaur Premanandi,
Hari Bol.
Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Atithanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Thank you very much.
Thank you.